disqualified yourself as a speaker?
No.
Said to yourself, I could never speak like that because I'm just too... And then you list all the reasons why you could never be a dynamic communicator? If that's true for you, you're gonna love this video. Because the truth is, I used to feel that way. At one time, I disqualified myself from ever becoming a great speaker. Because I believed the lie that in order to be a great communicator, you had to be an extrovert. You had to be talented, a natural born communicator. And I was neither. In fact, if you had known me when I was in university as a student, you would have seen someone who was deathly afraid of public speaking. Even in a small group discussion, I was so fearful of communicating in a conversation. But today, I'm actually training and equipping women leaders on how to speak with increased confidence, clarity, and impact. You may be wondering, how did that happen? Well, it all started when I discovered this hidden fact that you're about to learn. So if you're excited about this topic, hit the subscribe button and the bell to make sure you get notified every time I post a new video, a speaking tip for women, which is every Tuesday. If you don't know me, I'm Lisa Vanderquack, and I work with women leaders who want to improve their public speaking skills so that they can expand their influence, income, and impact in a whole new way. Several years ago, I had zero confidence as a speaker. I thought, you just don't have what it takes, Lisa. I thought either you're born with it or you're not. Sound familiar? And I almost gave up. That was until I learned this one hidden fact that most speakers don't know. You want to know what it is? That the factors that make up the effectiveness as a communicator, so when someone is a good communicator, what is it that contributes to their effectiveness? It is based on 10% talent at the most and 90% or more of skills they have developed. Yes, you heard it right. Skills that they have developed. What does that mean? That is good news. That means that if you want to become a great communicator, you can if you're willing to embrace a growth mindset and develop the skills that you need to become a confident speaker that has impact. The question is, are you willing to learn what it takes to become a great speaker? Are you willing to increase your confidence and embrace a growth mindset? If you need help to start to build your confidence, I want you to check out my video on 5 ways to build your confidence. Perhaps you're like me, and one of the first things you need to do is believe that it is possible. Maybe you already have the desire to make a difference in the lives of people, and you know that you want to speak with greater clarity, confidence, and impact, but you just don't know how. That's where I come in. Whatever your purpose in public speaking, whether it's to promote your book, your business, your brand, public speaking is the number one way to do all those things and more. No longer is it a nice to have skill set. Now, being a highly skilled communicator is a valuable asset that you bring to the table, whether you're going for an interview or you're starting your own business and you want to stand out from your competition. Or you just want to have a greater impact and influence and earn a sizable income. Having highly developed public speaking skills is your edge against everyone else. It is one of your superpowers. So even if you're a newbie and shaking in your boots every time you get up to speak, there's a way to boost your confidence on the spot. Check out my video on boosting your confidence in 7 seconds, and you will find that every time you show up, you will look and feel more confident. And this will impact your effectiveness as a communicator. If you found this inspiring and helpful, and you want more speaking tips just like this, specifically for women, I want to encourage you to go to speakingtipsforwomen.com and pick up a free speaking toolkit. Let me know what your greatest takeaway is from this video in the comments down below. And be sure to give this video a like and subscribe and hit the bell so that you can be notified of more great speaking tips on a weekly basis.